In this bulletin, New South Wales records another 818 COVID-19 cases. More than 470 people evacuated by Australian planes from Kabul overnight. And in sport, Australian world number one Ash Barty claims her fifth title this year. With the latest from the SBS newsroom, good afternoon. I'm Peggy Giacomelos. New South Wales has recorded 818 new cases of locally transmitted COVID-19 and another three deaths. The three COVID-19 patients who passed were all in their 80s with underlying health conditions. Only 120 cases are linked to a known case or cluster, with the rest under investigation. Premier Gladys Berejiklian says residents shouldn't focus on case numbers, rather on the vaccination rate.
And I don't want us to focus so much on the case numbers going up and down. Absolutely we want to see the case numbers go down. But the number we really need to focus on is the vaccination rate. But every state is going to have to go through the transition of going back to normality. And whilst our transition perhaps happened sooner, every state, once you get to 80% double doses, every state's going to have to live with COVID. And you can't keep Delta out forever. You can't assume there'll be zero cases, even if you've had zero cases today.
She says modelling by the Doherty Institute shows that once high vaccination rates are reached, authorities will be able to manage coronavirus like the seasonal flu. And residents in Sydney's 12 local government areas of concern are under tighter restrictions, including a curfew from 9pm to 5am and a limit of 1 hour of exercise daily. The measures come into place just after midnight for the areas predominantly in the southwestern and western parts of Sydney, where New South Wales State Premier Gladys Berejiklian says the majority of new cases are still concentrated. Meanwhile, masks outdoors are now mandatory across New South Wales. And Victoria has recorded 71 new local COVID-19 cases, with 22 still under investigation and 49 linked to known outbreaks. Victorian health authorities are concerned about a COVID-19 outbreak in regional Victoria, with health workers in isolation and the cluster now linked to Melbourne Hospital. Health Minister Martin Foley on Sunday denied authorities have lost control of the latest infection wave, but admitted there was great concern about the scale of community transmission. And Prime Minister Scott Morrison says Australia must start to move forward once COVID-19 vaccination rates reach 70% across the nation. He says the national cabinet benchmarks are backed by strong scientific, medical and economic research, and he's urged state and territory leaders not to undermine the national plan to ease restrictions.
But once you get to 70% of your country that is eligible for the vaccine, and 80%, the plan sets out that we have to move forward. We cannot hold back. And we must adjust our mindset. Cases will not be the issue once we get above 70%. And we will live with this virus as we live with other infectious diseases. If not at 70% and 80%, then when?
Mr. Morrison added the current lockdowns are taking an extremely heavy toll on the mental and physical health of Australians and on the economy. He says the path out will be to continue vaccinating at the current pace, with 52% of the population having received their first dose and around 30% fully inoculated. Moving on to other news now, and Australia has backflipped on its decision to deny visas to more than 100 former security guards who worked at the Australian Embassy in Kabul. The former guards have now been granted visas in another humanitarian category. They were initially told they would not be allowed to apply for special refugee visas reserved for former staff. Foreign Affairs Minister Maurice Payne says they are now eligible to board an evacuation flight, but there are accessibility challenges.
This is a situation that remains extremely volatile and very dangerous. Our top priority continues to be ensuring that safe departure of Australian citizens and visa holders, and also working with our friends and partners to support one another's evacuation operations. The most significant challenge continues to be access to Hamid Karzai International Airport.
The most recent Australian evacuation flights are now bound for Dubai after departing Kabul. To sport and in tennis, Australian Ash Barty has claimed her fifth title of the year and her 13th title in total. The world number one defeated Jill Teichman in straight sets in the final of the Cincinnati Masters. Barty did not drop a single set throughout her entire tournament campaign, becoming the first Australian since 1973 to win the tournament after Yvonne Goolagong-Cawley. Let's see what the weather's like across the nation at the moment. In Perth, it's sunny and 19. A few showers about in Adelaide where it's 13. Much the same in Melbourne, it's 14 degrees. 13 in Hobart, showers as well. Rain developing in Canberra, a top of 19 degrees. In Wollongong, late rain and 27. Much the same for Sydney and Newcastle. Fine weather in Brisbane where it's 25 degrees today. It's partly cloudy in Cairns where it's 29. And fine weather in Darwin, 33 degrees for you. Peggy Giacomelos with the latest from the SBS newsroom. And for more analysis of the day news as well as special features, don't forget to check out our podcast, SBS News In Depth.